Today in Washington, a tribute to the memory of Virginia Hall, a spy in the Second World War, her accomplishments honored by both Britain and France. Virginia Hall was born in Baltimore, traveled and worked in Europe, lost part of a leg in a hunting accident, was living in France when the war started there, and ended up working for British intelligence, helping in the French resistance. She was known as the woman with a limp, and the Gestapo called her the most dangerous of all Allied spies. Later, she worked for the Americans and after the war for the CIA, but refused public honor. Virginia Hall retired, raised poodles, died in 1982. Her niece, Lorna Catling, came to Washington to accept today's honors and to tell us more about her courageous and always secretive aunt, beginning with Hall's first trip behind enemy lines in France in 1941.
She went in as a reporter, and she could go in as an American because we hadn't joined the war yet. And so she went in and set up a network, and she had a doctor who helped her set up a insane asylum where she could place people who were pilots or escapees from, or Jews who were coming through. She had a kind of underground railroad. She had one person who had a small factory, and he used to keep her informed on what the orders were that the Germans were requesting so that they, you know, if it were winter coats, they'd be able to guess where they were planning to go. And then there was a trucking company who helped pick up things that were dropped by the airplanes and distribute them. And she had some young girls who used to travel. Women could travel more easily than men because they hadn't been conscripted by the Germans. Anyway, she had quite a network going where she sent messages and helped people escape.
And D-Day was coming up.
And D-Day came, and that's when the Germans were really getting very nervous about spies, and she felt it was time to leave, and that's when she scooted away. Anyway, she went back, and that time, instead of having a network, she was more or less in charge of the Maquis, who were the young men who had hidden in the mountains to escape the Germans, and there were 1,000, I gather. Anyway, she organized them to blow up bridges. She had learned to use the radio because that was the only way they'd let her go back. They needed her so badly for the radio transmissions. And she had them blow up 5 bridges that trapped about 500 Germans.
Goodness.
She couldn't do the physical part, but she could plan things.
She was sort of running a commando outfit then.
Right, absolutely.
After the war, she winds up eventually working for the CIA.
Correct.
And what does she do for the CIA?
Didn't talk about that either, except I gather that had something to do with South America. But I think she was the first woman to be put into a not really official job.
Now, when you were growing up, what did the family say about Virginia Hall, about your aunt? What did they tell you?
Well, I mean, we just knew that, they didn't talk about her a whole lot, but we knew she was a spy. And I know every now and then there would be a letter, and it usually wasn't a very happy letter. She once said that the Germans caught some people and hung them up by the butcher's hook through the jaw. And I often have thought that was a pretty crazy thing to write to your mother while you were over there. But there were occasional letters, so I guess that's how I knew that she was a spy.
But as a professional, an intelligence professional, she would never accept an honor during her career.
She just avoided publicity as much as she could. When somebody said, write a book, she said, oh, that was just 6 years of my life.
Ms. Catling, thank you very much for telling us the story.
Well, I'm delighted to be able to spread the word. It seems that she should be better known than she is.
Lorna Catling, her aunt Virginia Hall, served with British and American intelligence during the Second World War.